Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent Time with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time. And what can I say? Today is one of those days that, I don't know, I'm thinking this is one of the coolest days of my life. Few good things happen in my life today. And I know that people like to know what's going on in my life. Then I say, my older daughter, she lives in Brussels. She wrote to me today, and she just sent me a few beautiful pictures. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm very young, but I'm a grandma, officially, too. Then I got a few pictures of my girl, grandchild. And, oh, my gosh, sounds so horrible, but I love it. I love it. This is a really, really good day in my life. And next good things, I have another daughter, of course. Everybody knows. Oh, the first one, her name is Marlena. The second one, Natasha Mira. Natasha Mira is a student at USC, and she got today nice grants from Polish Kościuszko Foundation. Then I would love to say thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy. This, of course, will offset some good amount of money that we need to pay for the bestest education that my child can get. Thank you, USC. Fight on. We are fighting on. And like I said, perfect day. Another perfect things that happening right now in my life is that I'm in a studio, and I'm the happiest when I have my studio, my microphones, my guests and music around, and people that I love, people that I choose to talk to. That's why today is a very, very special day. Very special, because I have somebody who is very, very young. How old are you? Kira, Nicole, how old are you?
11.
Okay, she's 11, and Kira Nicole is a singer. She's a songwriter. She was already guest on my Accent On show. She is a beautiful girl, tiny little body and voice bigger than life. And I know we already heard one of the songs that she recorded like February, I think. And it's called Sorry. Now, two of her songs, Sorry and It's Not Your Fault. But today, she will be talking about her new song and new single, which name for the single is?
In the Mall.
How much we love this title, In the Mall. And we know why we like this title. Everybody loves shopping. We love to shop. I have also her mommy. Okay, with us. Oh, but we will come back to Diane. Right now, I have somebody from New York. Hello, is this the New York calling us?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very good. This is another guest that I would love to introduce to our listeners today. And your name is Bertie Effret. Is this right, yeah. Bertie?
Yeah, correct.
Bertie, I have an accent and you have an accent. My accent is from Eastern Europe, and yours is from Nigeria.
Yeah, sure.
I cannot believe, and we met a few weeks ago on very, very beautiful event. We call them African Oscars, and that's where I met you. You were interviewing people, and you also were, you know, having nice people doing great pictures on the red carpet, and you did great picture of me and my daughter, Natasha. Then, naturally, although I didn't know result by then, but naturally I said, hi, you know, and we start talking a little bit, and I found out that you're a pretty cool guy. Not only that you come from Africa, from Nigeria, but you have something very unusual. You have the fastest growing online entertainment magazine, and you are the chef editor for this magazine that is called Roadies World.
Yeah, you're right.
You need to tell a little bit more about that. If not, I'll be talking, and that's what you don't want. You don't want Ilona to talk. Then, you tell us, how How does this happen? Did you one day walk up and decide, I want my TMZ online and everybody will be better watching and just following? Because you have like hundreds of thousand people following your website, which is very, very cool achievement. Yes.
Yeah.
Then tell me how this. Yeah, I'll let you talk. You just tell us. One day you woke up and you decided that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for the question. It wasn't something that came by surprise. It came as a result of a situation in the country and the way the media used to report their news back in the days, but the emergence of the social media and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that has come to change the way people are getting information about things that are going on in the society, either political news, entertainment news, or just news about things that are going on around the environment.
Yeah, are right. You are right. This is the power.
My decision to come into the media and start doing the online entertainment report came as a result of the gap that was created from the usual print media, you know, where a particular media outfit has to wait for like 24 hours before their news is printed. But the online news report is a different ballgame to that, because that allows people to report the news as it happens on the go.
Yeah, you are right. But, you know, the entertainment world is something that we really love to follow. We like the pictures. We know, like you said, it's on the go. Happened something 10 minutes ago, and you can post, and your country and people around your countries also can see right away what's happened. And I know that probably many years ago that wasn't so easy. Then social media really are changing the way how entertainment news are promoted. And how long you are doing this?
I have been in the online mainstream for 2 years now.
For only 2 years, and you are in New York. How did you came to America? How many years ago?
I came to the U.S. specifically for the African Oscar. It was Rudy's World. Since the African Oscar started, the award body was created. Rudy's World has been the official media partner to that organization, but due to the busy schedule that we have, because of the different shows and events going on in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, and other parts of the continent, we were not having that time to be able to make it, you know, to NAFCA. But this year, we decided that since the African Oscar is moving to Hollywood, that it will be important that Rudy's World will have their presence in Hollywood.
That was a very good idea. That was a great event, and I'm very happy that I met you. And I'm hoping that we can exchange some cool information, because we want to know what's going on in a world that you are part of. And I'm sure you would like to know also what's going on in Hollywood, what's going on even in Accent On, obvious. That's why you are talking to us, because I really believe the bridge need to be established. And we have very small world right now. And look at you. Polish girl is talking to Nigerian gentleman, and what can I say? Maybe 2 years from now you'll be all over TV, and that would be also hot. I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The change is quite unique, and most importantly, what I witnessed at the last African Oscar was something new, something that has never happened before. A situation where they bring the top Hollywood stars, you know, in the same auditorium with the African big movie stars, you know. It's definitely something that has not happened before. And of course, if I if I do a flashback at the level of personalities that were at that event, it was quite massive. We had people like Blake Underwood, Jimmy Fox, Pharrell Williams, Gina Wogmark, and some top African movie stars were there too. These are rare combination, you know, that people in the media gets to see. It is not every event that you see top African, you know, celebrity coming in the same show alongside with the top stars in Hollywood. So African Oscar, the last edition was quite an interesting one.
Yes, you're right. And I was very, very proud to be part of African Oscars, and LA Talk Radio and Accent On was present, and hopefully next year will be also there. And I'm sure you will be also visiting Hollywood. And you're right. I never, ever saw in my life so many gorgeous dresses. What was the most massive, cool? Yeah, they were colorful. They were bright. The ladies are so gorgeous. They're tall and just beautiful, beautiful actors. But clothing a little bit different from our Oscars. They were just bright and colorful and happy. Yeah. It was this beautiful, beautiful event.
Yeah, it was, because I had a really tough time, you know, trying to make the selections of who should be, who should appear on Roddy's World publication that has to do with that event. The ladies came prepared, so many beautiful gowns. The men were also doing their thing, you know, dressing, good. Though in terms of dressing, we were not able to see our top celeb on the red carpet. At least two people were able to place sprang on everybody, and that's Jimmy Fox and Pharrell Williams. I remember during the show when Pharrell Williams and Jimmy Fox got into the venue, they specifically gave an instruction that they don't want to be on the red carpet. Yeah. So they just somehow sneak into the lobby, and they were able to stay there for the remaining part of the show. But in all, the fashion aspect of the African Oscar, you know, was quite impressive.
You know, can you explain me, before we'll say bye-bye for today, Bertie, why this name and where this name came from? What does this mean, Roddy's World?
Okay. Roddy's World is actually, the name Roddy's came from the very first person that gave birth to the idea of us flagging the online entertainment thing, which is my direct partner. Her name is Rhoda. So we were actually having a tough time trying to do a business registration or trying different names.
Oh.
So it got to a point where we were stuck with what name we were going to use. And I just looked at her and said, look, your name is Rhoda. Why not we make this a Roddy's World and see if the name will be approved? And so surprisingly, we filing for a Roddy's World, and the name was surprisingly
accepted.
And that was how we came about the name Roddy's World. And today it has become a brand name in Nigeria and in the online community.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I know you'll be partnering with me, and we'll be talking back and forth, you know, sometimes just maybe even for 1 or 2 to 3 minutes, just saying what's going on in your life and on your website and what is really cool and unusual in your part of the world. And then closer to next Oscars, of course, we'll be seeing all this beautiful show being bigger and bigger. And I know our friendship will also grow. Then Natasha, my daughter, says hi to you. And again, thank you for your beautiful phone call, and we know a little bit more that Bertie Effret, he is really one of the hottest dude in a growing online entertainment magazine. He's a chef chief, that's his English word, chief editor.
Yeah, chief editor.
And in Poland will be chef. I like the two. In Germany will be chef too, but you are chief.
All right.
I liked it, you know. Then you are all of this, what I mentioned, many different languages, and you are an important guy, and you have hundreds of thousand people following your website and will be only growing, growing. Congratulations, because you are doing very, very special job to bring news and entertainment.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Okay. That was very exciting. Really, you know, when this unusual worlds are like crashing or just pleasantly meeting in unusual events, and then you start having friendships and you start entering world of your friends and see they are doing big stuff and changing the world and the way how news are really perceived right now in Africa or in Nigeria. This is really hot, you know. This guy is doing something really special for his country and not only. Then thank you again, Bertie, Alfred, but right now we are coming back to my two stars and one very important lady who also is representing something that I am very important. This is something very important to me. She's a mother of Kira Nicole. Diana, hi.
Hi.
You know, I know having this tiny little 10 going 11 years old girl or 11 going 12. How old are you again?
11.
No, because in my opinion, when I look at you, you look like maybe 11, but really when you sing in a studio, you sound like you are 15, sometimes 16, sometimes 13. I'm just so confused by you. And Mama, you also have this tiny little daughter, you know, next to you. Like I said, she's 50 pounders. This is like just so amazing. Tiny little 50 pound, gorgeous, beautiful blue eyes. You got a blue eyes?
Yeah.
Closer to microphone. Blue eyes, you know, girl with blonde hair, natural blonde.
Yep.
And you like Taylor Swift. Yes?
I don't know.
What singer do you like the most?
Well, I like listening to Taylor Swift.
No, that's what I'm saying, you know. And you remind me of her, except the tiny version of her. And you are like just really, again, we'll listen to your song. And song is dance and pop and just these things are happening around the song. But I'm coming back to Diana. Diana, you're a mama and you have full hands to really caring about three of your children, which three of them are very, very smart and bright. The oldest one right now moved to university.
UC Santa Barbara.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny. You are part of our song. Then, you know, you are there somewhere also. But, and son, he also.
My son, Jake.
And he loves to play.
Golf.
Yeah.
Come on,
he's
golf.
A golf player.
And now we have this beautiful star, the tiny little gorgeous, gorgeous girl with big heart and so hardworking girl. A year ago, I met Kira Nicole, you know, in a tiny community center, not so tiny, gorgeous community center, but she was just so standing out of the crowd and I knew she has the it factor about her. And then when I heard her voice, I brought her to my home studio, and then when I saw how hard she can work and she has a dream, her voice was just expanding to the crazy levels that even I was like surprised. This child is just very, very talented. And then we start recording, obviously, recording songs. Now we are working on a whole
album.
Album will be having 10 tracks.
Yep.
And we were so arrogant that one day when we wrote together one of the song that is called again In the Mall.
Woo!
It's all about shopping before Christmas especially. Then we sat in my room and we started writing and I'm like, what the song will be about? And we say, you said, what about selfies? I like the selfies song. I'm like, hot. I liked it. Let's do younger version of selfie songs. And you always have the slang, the way how the young children talk. I have not the words in me like that. Did you were feeding me with some really cool lines. Then Mama was sitting in the living room and we were asking, Mom, Diane, what do you think? What we can add? What lines for the shopping? And you are saying this store, Sephora, this. We all agree.
Apple time
branding. And then we also produce a great video. Our producer, Jerry Jones, hopefully will be calling in 10 minutes. And I think, Kira, you never spoke to Jerry.
No.
Closer to the mic. Oh, my gosh. We know Jerry because, of course, he's my dear friend for many, many years. But we never talk.
Yeah.
Like, this could be first introduction, ear to ear. Oh, my gosh. Then, again, I need to calm down. We wrote a song that is called In the Mall. Song is hot, dance. Jerry Jones, I ran straight to him because obviously he's great producer and great remixer. I'm like, Jerry, we have this cute girl. We sent him tracks. He did amazing job. And then we went to studio. We recorded vocals, sent it everything to Jerry. He did great job. Then I said to Diana, Diana, I have these feelings that maybe we can approach dance radio promotion and see if they will bite of somebody so young to just bringing good, happy dance tune to the radio that is really dedicated to younger public instead of to all of us, like the older people who still like to dance. And you know what? Sometimes miracles happen. Thank you, Harry Towers, and did promotion. He said, great idea. He said, I love it. He said, I'm taking chance on the song because we have a gap. We have a gap that can be filled. We have Justin Bieber. We have a lot of people maybe wanting to hear something more from younger singers. Yes, and that's what happened. Everything happened like in 3 weeks, yes?
Yeah.
Kira, okay, when we wrote the song, did you believe that you would be played right now in many countries?
No.
No, and we, of course, are believing that everything is just in the making, that everything will be much, much harder. This is only 3 or 4 or 5 weeks that song is in promotion. Diana, you tell me, how many countries she's played already in?
I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10.
Outside of America, we have our...
Canada, United Kingdom, we've got Japan, Italy, Germany...
Yeah,
Australia.
And yeah, and thank you, DJs, because they start knowing Kira Nicole. They will start enjoying to play the song more and more, especially before Christmas. I know that. Then what we needed to do? We needed to create video because right now the
yeah.
Yeah, the clubs are loving videos. You know, then Kira, we created video.
Yes.
That was a lot of work.
Really fun, though. Yeah. It was really fun.
You know, we decided it needs to be taped in a mall. Yes, Diana?
Yes, we did.
And you brought this great camera. Okay, we thought it would be like 1 hour job, but like 4 hours later,
yeah.
How many clothing changes we had?
Like 6.
At least.
That was fun. You know, we were choosing the clothes. And one of the line in the song is something that she wants a kitty cat because in the mall, you know, the stores that you can purchase animals. And we even had an appearance of Daisy, the cat. The cat came to our house with the owner. Beautiful. Thank you, Savannah. And we have even cat being featured in the live cat. I want one.
I want one.
And you got one. Diane, was this all like a little crazy, yes?
It was crazy, but it was all fun.
Yeah, and everything happened, like I say, week after week.
Yep.
From recording, then really, we loved it right away, the song, how this came out.
Coming along quite quickly.
And hopefully, Harry Towers and Did Promotion will push the song more and more, and more DJs will be playing, and schools, and all of these dance parties that are around New Year and Carnival, that they will be playing. And we just delivered, I think two, 3 weeks ago, her video, which Jerry Jones also produced. We sent him hours of files. The guy chopped and did beautiful video. People, go to YouTube, Kira Nicole in the mall, or go to Ilona Accent On, of course, Ilona Europa Accent On. We have videos there too. And just start liking and just start watching this beautiful star. Just becoming one, becoming the star. How can you put your life together with school and singing? How you're doing all?
I don't know. I just work hard and I focus.
It's true. You can focus, you know, on something. That's just very, very special about you. And you always knew that you'd be singing, sweetie?
Yeah, I've been singing since a very young age. I love it.
And do you see yourself on a big stage?
Yes, I would love for that to happen.
And is this when you close your eyes, you just... Because I say nothing wrong with dreams like that. They're big dreams, but certain people just dream harder and certain people just give up on the dreams. Do you think you'll be carrying your dream forever?
Yes.
Until the good things will happen to you?
Yes.
We'll be fighting for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And we'll be approaching probably in next 2-3 months a lot of Disney contacts. Yes, we'll be going for Nickelodeon. We'll be pitching Kara Nicole to country radio also, because we are recording country pop songs too. And yeah, that's what she really loves.
Very nice.
Very, very much. Her voice shine. And you know what's happening October 11? Kira, what's happening? What is happening? October 11, where we are going? The big studio.
Oh, yeah.
You see, she's so busy. She just forgot. We will be recording your first big ballad in a big studio, Blue Moon Studio. Great Gino and Joe Vanelli studio. Then we are so thankful that they gave us the time and we could really use the studio and give you this memory of how this could be and will be one day for you. Every day you'll be just recording, working on the songs, and you'll be just a gorgeous star. And I very, very soon, after we'll be playing your song, we'll be coming back to one more guest, Christina Mota.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, people, another gorgeous girl. She is a little bit older, little bit older than Christina. And 10 years ago, you came also to my studio and you were 15, I think, there. I just fell in love with your voice and look, you're a very beautiful lady.
Oh, thank
beautiful
you.
Beautiful girl, very unusual. And your voice was also mystical. And you had a chance to record whole album in Blue Moon Studio also, yes?
Yes, I did. It was very exciting.
And we were working like 3-4 years, I think, and before we were just deciding that's what we want to do. I think before 18 years old, you finished your album recording?
That's correct.
Yeah, that was really, really great time in my life too. I was writing a lot, and you will be listening to your songs. And obvious, before I will finish talking to Kira and listening to her songs, I will be focusing on your future and a little bit on your past. Okay, Christina?
Okay.
Again, Christina Mota, another guest of mine for today. Time for the music.
Yay.
In the mall. Kira Nicole. We both wrote this song, Ilona Europa and Kira Nicole. Her lyrics are just hot. Mine are okay. And the music is mine that Jerry Jones wrote and arranged and remixed the song. But right now we'll be listening to a radio mix. And like I said again, Harry Towers and Deed Promotions right now is promoting the song all around the world. And it's our few weeks only. And it's getting really, really, it's just growing and coming out of the America. I cannot wait. And a few months from now, we'll be talking more and we'll see how far we can get. Okay, in the mall.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna get some banana with chocolate sprinkles, please. Oh my God, he's so cute. My mom is gonna pick us up in like 10 minutes, so we need to hurry up. Girls, look at this. I just got a Snapchat. This kitten is so adorable. I want one. Oh, I'm in the mall and hanging with my girlfriend.
This is the funniest song ever. I just love it. Okay. And of course, we have few branding opportunity. Yes, Mama. What stores did we mention? And you too.
Okay. Sephora, Apple, Converse.
Forever 21.
Yeah. And Forever 21. And our video also shows all of the stores a little bit.
Yes.
And it was so cool because you felt a little uncomfortable to be in
a mall
when people were around, but eventually they were around because we started, yes, mommy, we started like a little bit earlier, but then people start coming to the mall. We couldn't close the mall. And then you were fine with that, yes? We had no problem.
Yeah.
Just the bathrooms were full of your clothes everywhere because we were changing all the time, yes, and going. Anyway, Kira, do you have fun singing?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to do everything what you dream about?
Yes, everything.
Yes, and then we have one or two more songs that are little countryish to record.
I think we have...
Closer to microphone.
I think we have two.
Two or three more songs, two. I think, record. But that's not over because you know what? We will always record new songs. Mm-hmm. Mommy, Diana, thank you so much again for allowing us to take care of her talent. I know you are her biggest fan. Without you, we will be nothing because somebody needs to say and bring her to my studio for us to work.
Well, thank you, Ilana. Everything is just wonderful with you. Every day is great.
We love it. And you also work on my couch when you are sitting. You never really... Yeah, you are busy. It's not you are there, but I know you're also working and working and working. Great mother. Thank you so much. I'm still waiting for Jerry Jones to call us. He called my phone number instead of radio. Then I don't know what's happened. But, okay. Gosh, let's see what Jerry Jones says. Okay. Okay, I'm talking. Hi, Jerry. Can you call to radio? Okay, but that's my phone number. I send you email with a radio phone number. Can you go to your emails?
I thought this was the number right here.
No, that's my number. Then go to your email, and yeah, we are waiting. We are on the radio. Accent On is waiting for you. Just find it one more time, and I send you, like, I think on Sunday, phone number. Okay? Okay, you can call. I'll pick you up and pick up your phone when I see, okay? Love you. We really want to talk to you. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, that's cool. It's live radio. We call this live radio. And, okay, in meantime, I hope Jerry Jones finds the number. Mm-hmm. Gosh, how does this work? Christina.
Yes.
10 years ago, 15 years old girl came to my studio and she had a dream. And I know your dream when we fast forward... We have whole album, which will be placed on iTunes, probably equally the same time when Kira's will be. And another very, very nice young girl who sings beautifully, Shitanya. She was here on my show too. And my daughter also will be releasing certain things. I don't know what I will be releasing, but I'm sure I will release something. But 10 years later, you also accomplished a lot. You went and studied voice after, when you were older, you went to really and pursue your career, your dream. You went to Musician Institute? Tell me, how was it? How did you decide to go there?
Yes. I decided to go there because, obviously, I love music. I love singing. It's always been a passion of mine. And when I discovered the school in Hollywood, I just started researching and seeing what they offered school-wise. And I signed up, and I got in, and I got my degree there in vocal performance and just had a blast.
How many years did you study?
I was there for 2 years.
2 years. And how many students really did you meet? I know this is a really good school because a lot of people love to study there. And it's not only about singing. You have every instrument that you can imagine when it comes to rock music, pop music. Yes, you can study there.
Yes.
Oh, 1 second. I think we have a Jerry, and then we'll come back to you. I cannot believe. Jerry!
Hi, Lona.
Oh, my gosh, he did it. He called. You're calling from Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. I need to just introduce to you in person or ear to ear or mouth to mouth star that we are developing, and you are a big part of her development, Kira Nicole and Jerry Jones. Hi, Kira. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Kira.
Oh, Jerry, tell me, when you got this cute email from me with Kira's voice and the song, did you think that this was a good idea to write something like that and just focus on 11 years old girl instead of working with a grown-up?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was so cool and so unique because she's got such a cute voice, and you just fall in love with her voice right away and fall in love with her personality. You could hear it right through the music. She's just so cute. It's just like in the song. It's so cute. I want one.
We all want one. And you gave us not only the bestest remix and great radio cut, you gave us also great produced video. And working on a video and seeing her in action, what do you think? What did you think then?
I thought it was so cool. And then once it got in the video and we tweaked it and edited it with little cool effects, I was like, wow, this is so cool. It looks like something from Disney and stuff. It's just really cool.
Yep, that's what we are hoping to get her, and you'll be a big part of everything what we are doing, hopefully for a long, long time. We have just recorded another great song with Dan Solovitz. He produced her vocals. He produced her a single, and thank you, Dan Solovitz from Punch Music. You know Dan also. You both, Jerry Jones and Dan Solovitz, they were the first wonderful people who I chose when Sony Pictures did big competition for two of my songs, and blindly I chose Jerry Jones for, of course, first award, and Danny, of course, Dan Solovitz also for first award. And I'm working with both of you for so many years right now. We did great, great things and a lot of projects together. Jerry, you will be my guest soon, and I will focus on you and your music. Yes?
Yes.
Then right now, like I said, hopefully soon we'll be also sending you another video to produce, and this will be for her first country. So Kira Nicole will be sending to Jerry some horses and whining and twining and really cute country Texas, like the Jerry Jones will do perfectly because he feels the Nashville and Texas and all of these things.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one. That one's going to be fun.
I know that you also, in Funky Way, I saw that you love country music, that you who is hard electronica, progressive, and you have so many genres, the tough genres also that you are producing. What genre of music you love the most?
I love the dance club, kind of like electro, EDM, something like that, and pop. All those three together kind of mixed. When I perform on stage, I love to do industrial. But when I remix and do other kind of music, I love to do dance and club.
Yes, and you know what? I had the pleasure to play with you in Vegas, and we had some shows together, and what can I say? You have unusual personality on a stage. Some of us will maybe think that you are tough little man or big man because you are tall, of course, but you really are the cutest, the sweetest, the nicest, the warmestest man in the whole wide world, and just everybody loves to work with you. We love you again. Kira, we love Jerry Jones.
Yes.
We love you. Yeah. We love you, Jerry Jones.
Thank
Diana.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank we really you. Love you.
And Kira, and we have also Christina Mota, who also remember you because she was recording some songs, The Pink Memories, with few of my...
Oh, yeah.
And you were producing songs with her voice. Right now, she's gorgeous, 20-something, beautiful girl. She's coming back to be a singer, and she took a one-year break. But you know what? Enough of break. Time for her to just shine again. Thank you again for calling in, and thank you that you eventually heard the real voice of Kira when she talks and laughs and smiles.
You know, finally.
Finally, and until next song. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all have fun. Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, coming back to Christina. Christina.
Yes.
Okay, then I know you were talking about 10 years ago, you were dreaming about being a singer. We were working for first 3 years, like everybody, you know, you don't know, will this be really for real? And you are very similar to Kira. You are so devoted. You work so hard. I will say you are one of the most ethical, on time, whatever you say, you deliver. You're a really, really nice lady. You were very...
Thank you, Ilona.
Yeah, and your parents were great too. Mama just always, you know, supported you so much. But something about you that I can rely on you. Always I could rely on you. And I loved this about you. And the workmanship, how hard you were working is very similar also to Kira. I work very hard. My daughters both are working very, very hard to be part of music business. It's not easy. You need to work. And then you said after you finished an album, you were almost 18, and you decided that you really want to take the step and just, you know, go to Musician Institute, which you said for 2 years.
Yes.
You study, and you were driving every day because you live in Newbury Park, and now you are, 1 hour every day?
Yes, I would have to commute about an hour and a half with the traffic every day.
Yeah. And, you know, like all of us, after a while, we are getting a little tired of everything in life. And you are so young, you got a little tired?
Yeah, I got a little tired, and life kind of took me on a detour after I went to schooling and I finished our album that we recorded together. And so I took the time to, you know, focus on myself, focus on my family and what was important to me. And... But now I'm back.
Yes, and you are back with song that we want to play. I wrote this song also. And you know what? Even when 3 years passed, this song is really, really hot. And you know what? I had you in the studio. You sang a little bit for me. You matured, of course.
Yes.
And I so love this, you know, maturity about you. Because now I think all of the songs with Dan, well, maybe too mature, some of them for you. Right now they are right. Topics are right. And one of the song's name is Stop.
Yes.
And we want to know why you said stop, or I wrote stop. We feel the same about this word.
Yeah.
Stop. Everything what's going on, wrong with our life. We need to stop. Okay. Let's listen to your beautiful voice.
Don't run from me. Don't turn against us. All your rules. I didn't know you want me back. I let you choose. Give me a sign that maybe you and I one day, one night will find a way. Right now I know sometimes it's best to avoid what hurts so much. But each time I think what the next day might bring, I feel I'm not the one you needed me to be. I know you don't want to talk to me. Right now I know sometimes it's sad to see what's left of us. But each time I think what the next day may bring, I feel my love for you is not what it used to be. Stop and say what's on your mind.
Don't run from me, don't turn against us. All your rules, right now. I know sometimes it's fun to read between the lines, but each time I think what I said you did, I feel your love for me is not what it used to be. Stop and say what's on your mind. Maybe give us one more chance. Then let me get feeling without you.
Congratulations, Christina. This song sounds really, really good. What do you think?
Beautiful.
I think it's awesome.
Oh,
I know.
Thank you.
She's got this calm, you know, outside, but inside she's cooking in a way. What is your roots? You are just...
I'm Mexican-American.
That's beautiful. But, you know, you could be Italian, you could be Spanish looking, you could be just, you know, Greek. You have this dark, beautiful hair and you're beautiful. And I remember you being 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. I remember you growing, and then, you know, then you left me for a few years, and then you came back to my studio the same but just beautiful woman right now, and I know you're ready to just go after your dream again. I'll be there for you, helping on in any way that you want. You'll be coming back with me from time to studio, because I'm hoping you'll be assisting me here and there.
Yes,
you know, and hopefully you will be also pursuing your dream to being part of entertainment business.
Yes.
You know, that's what you want to do too. Then I think radio is something that you probably need to get used to doing.
And yes, of course.
Then you are really good. I don't know why I wrote so sad songs many, many years ago, which when I rewind, when I go forward, they were like, oh my gosh, how did I know that a few years later all these bad things will happen to me? What I wrote 10 years ago. Then life goes in funky way. Before was my imagination, right now was my reality. Then word and song Stop is very personal to me, even more right now, because my life went upside down, like I always say, which is fine. It's going better. Today I had an amazing day, even when I have big spider on my in our studio. But that's probably a good sign too. Spider-Man, maybe that's some Spider-Man is waiting somewhere for me soon. Anyway, I'm just going crazy here and there, left and there. I'm proud to have Kira Nicole in my studio. She's the youngest star that I'm developing.
Thank you.
I know this girl will go far. She has amazing people working with her. We all believe in her. First and foremost, her mother believes in her so, so much. She's there all the time.
Gotcha.
And for years, yes, Diane will be there for her, because we need to achieve her dreams. When she dreams, we are dreaming with her.
We are.
That's what
Absolutely.
We do. Christina, I always was dreaming for you. We spent many, many hours in studio, you know, many hours studying, doing whatever. You stop dreaming, you are coming back to your dream.
Yes, I am.
They better be bigger and better.
Yes, of course.
And you'll be back.
I am back.
Again, then Christina Mota, everybody can go and check the gorgeous both of my girls, and you can just write to them or just look what's going on with their lives in the near future, and I will bring them back with the country song. Soon,
yes.
A little bit on my own. That will be your song.
And
we'll be playing more songs probably from Christina's album, and we'll see what she will be doing, you know, a little bit later. Anyway, I need to finish something of mine, because I'm a good singer too, and I would be so disappointed if I will not finish this. Accent on with a little bit of my music. Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, UK, my new song by me.
We're so in case of special feeling, and I'm made forever. Eyes and lips and body, it's your life, I've seen it forever.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.